God and Christ are one, January 3rd. He is a living God. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. As a personal being, God has revealed himself in his Son. Jesus, the outshining of the Father's glory, and the express image of his person, was on earth found in fashion as a man. As a personal Savior, he came to the world. As a personal Savior, he ascended on high. As a personal Savior, he intercedes in the heavenly courts. Before the throne of God in our behalf ministers one like unto the Son of Man. Christ, the light of the world, veiled the dazzling splendor of his divinity, and came to live as a man among men, that they might, without being consumed, become acquainted with their Creator. No man has seen God at any time, except as he is revealed through Christ. I and my Father are one, Christ declared. Christ came to teach human beings what God desires them to know. In the heavens above, in the earth, in the broad waters of the ocean, we see the handiwork of God. All created things testify to his power, his wisdom, his love. But not from the stars or the ocean or the cataract can we learn of the personality of God as it is revealed in Christ. God saw that a clearer revelation than nature was needed to portray both his personality and his character. He sent his Son into the world to reveal, so far as could be endured by human sight, the nature and the attributes of the invisible God. He is the divine teacher, the enlightener. Had God thought us in need of revelations other than those made through Christ, and in his written word, he would have given them.